Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm sorry, y'all. I was late this evening. Gonna get it together. I was upstairs trying to help with a digital box and an antenna. So, talking about going back in the day, had to bring the antennas out. I was like, what's going on? I'm not sure how to hook this up. I was all confused. All right, y'all hold tight. I see my homeboy Jamal's holding on. I'm going to chat with you in just a minute. But right now, I am going to play some music, give me an opportunity to get myself together. This is King B. Can't Stop Mine.
Thank you.
Where you were and who you done and who you with. so confused, as I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's more wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going on like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it, in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Myself. What the hell is he doing here? What do we think that he came here for? looking for real, girl. Give me one more check, I'ma show you, girl. One more shot and I'll give you the world. I'm a better man, maybe I deserve. You a broke ass, but you keep on real, girl. You ain't getting no chance, no shot, no nada. I'ma blow you a kiss, now don't holler.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is the day. You know, it's Thursday. This is how we just get down. We kind of entertain ourselves. We just talk all kinds of whatever. And, you know, do what we do. It's the 16th of August, y'all, 2012. All right, can you believe it's August already? Before we know it, it's going to be Christmas, and then New Year, and then we're starting a whole New Year all over. I'm going to tell you, this August has been an interesting August for me. It's been rough, but you know what? We're going to maintain and keep it going. What I want to talk about tonight is, let's talk about when people don't know how to keep their word. I mean, you know, you got the friends, you know, you got them normal friends that when they say something, they're going to do something, you know how they are because they forget, you know, and I'm like that too, you know, I may forget, but you know, I mean well, and if I remember, I'll make good on it. But we're talking about the sorry ones that, you know, when you really, really need them, you just can't, you're like, what happened, man, really? What happened? You can't keep your word. Like, you're stranded outside, you call your homie, and you say, hey, man, I'm stranded on the side of the road. You know, you're the only one that answered your phone. I really need you to help. And they're like, yeah, I'm coming, but they never show. You know, would that piss you off? Well, you know, how would you handle that? All right, y'all, I'm going to get that chat room up and going. Not doing Facebook for a couple of weeks. So I'm going to get that chat room, Lawless Radio, www.lawlessradio.com, and we can chat. If you don't want to call in, if you don't want to talk, that's good. Just chat with me. I'm getting that room open. It'll be open in just a couple of minutes. You know, hit me up, 646-478-5209. Make sure you're going out there and vote for our Lawless Radio Awards on 12-12-12. We're going to have an award show. We're going to keep it happening and do what we do. It's www.facebook.com/Lawless Radio Awards. You can also follow us at Lawless ENT and at Lawless Radio. So make sure you connect with us and do what we do. Okay? So tell me, have you run into a situation where you relied on somebody and they just kind of say, you know what, the hell with it. They never showed up. They never called you. They never even gave you an explanation later when you saw them. They just act like nothing ever happened. You know, those are the people that you can't rely on. You want to call them out. You want to say, hey, listen, you know, you left me stranded out there. Or you know, you needed to get to work one morning. You knew they get up early, and they pass right by your house. They pass right by your house, but they but you couldn't you couldn't get you, they couldn't come get you, and you know they passed by your house because when your car was working, you saw them, and they waved at you. That's funny. You saw them and they waved at you, and you're like, man, dude, really? You gonna say it's out my way? That's what gets me. When people tell you something and they tell you that it's out their way, you're like, for real? It's out your way. Okay. All right, cool. All right, hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, I got that chat room open. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click listen to chat. Go ahead and sign in. You can sign in through your Facebook if you like. And just check us out. All right, y'all. So I came up with the subject because I look at a lot of people, and a lot of people come to me, and that is one of the main complaints, is how they can't rely on anyone, and they feel like they're just lost because there's no one out there that they can rely on to be right there by their side, and I believe that everybody, there should be somebody out there that you should be able to rely on. I mean, not just your spouse, or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, not your parent. I'm talking about a friend, someone that is nowhere related to you by blood, but a friend. I mean, we can't go back and talk about family because family can do you wrong real good, too. But, someone that you can just kind of say, hey, you know what, if I call them, they're going to drop whatever it is, and they're going to be right there by my side. All right, y'all, hit me up, 646-478-5209. I've been, taking some reflections over these last few weeks, and this is my full first week of doing just personal reflections because, it's not often that you have to take time out for just yourself and just reflect. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. You have to kind of sit in a room quiet with no interruptions and just actually think. How many people actually do that? How many people actually sit in a room quietly and just think about what it is that they need to do to prosper in their life or make things better or just take a deep breath and say, ah. I mean, I'm going to say this, I love my children. I do. But I was so happy when they went off to school on Monday. I didn't know what to do because I was able to have that reflection time, that quietness, somewhere I could just kind of sit without somebody coming to even the bathroom. I mean, I couldn't even use the bathroom without somebody just busting in there and saying, mommy, mommy, mommy. So you want to have that quietness, that opportunity to just say, hey, thank you. Thank you. I needed that. And, and a lot of people don't understand that, it's important to have some reflection time. And some folks tell me, they say, well, why do I have to reflect? Do I need to reflect? I'm like, yeah, you do. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, you want to have that ability to say, okay, I can do this. I'm not gonna go off the deep end, and I ain't gonna lose my mind just because, something happened. And I think that a lot of people need to just kind of take that time. If it's not like 5 minutes while you're in the car, instead of turning on that radio and listening to that morning show, the Steve Harvey, the Tommy, pranks, turn your radio off. Ride in silence for at least 10, 20 minutes and just reflect. Think about what it is that you need to do to move on in your life to make your life feel better than it is right now. You might be living a fabulous life right now. You might want to say there's nothing I can improve right now in my life. But you know what? You still need to have that me time, that me quality, quiet time. I bet you there's a lot of folks out there that don't understand what that me quality time is all about. And believe it or not, I'm having a rough week this week. This week, I made a determination that I was gonna meditate, I was gonna pray, and I was gonna fast, you know, for the next 30 days. And it's interesting how the body does to you, because the mind plays tricks on you. How you start thinking about all the things that you want to eat, knowing that you can't eat it. And it's like all these mind games and these things that do it and all that. And also like Facebook. Now, if anybody knows me, they know that I'm on Facebook all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. You know, I get up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, got my phone. I got my phone in my hand going to the bathroom looking on Facebook. So this week has been rough. It was like I was going through Facebook withdrawals, but I'm good. I am good. It was a little hard to kind of figure out how I was going to do this with my business and all that, because a lot of my business generates from Facebook, but I'm able to kind of work from my phone, where I can actually send people can send me a request and I'll just hit accept, but not even be on it. You know, I can send emails to my groups and not even log in and be on it. So that's really cool. So I'm able to do that. So, you know, it's all about reflection. You know, it's about removing those negative things from your life, moving into the positive things, thinking about the positivity that's going on. Also, talking about those people that you can't rely on, things like that. All right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. I am in the chat room. You can go to the chat room at lawlessradio.com. You can chat with me there, or you can post it in the group. I got somebody out there looking in the group, so you can post out there in the group. That's totally up to you. All right, now I think I got Jamal right here. What's up, Jamal? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. I'm listening to you.
Yes. Doing, you know, just kind of chilling out. You know, I was telling the listeners, it's been one of those weeks this week. You know, I had to reflect. I'm like, man, I think I was going through withdrawals. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. It was between the headache of me not drinking coffee and then the fact that I couldn't get on social media. It was weird. It was weird. It was like, man, what really? Is this really what it's come down to? I was sitting there like, man, am I actually having withdrawals from not being able to post anything?
It shows you how dependent we are to those.
Man, it does. It shows how real dependent we are. And you know what? It has taken me some time to really figure that out. All right, y'all, I need to catch something real quick. Y'all be right back. Give me one minute. This is Put Your Name on It, Sajaya.
Every time I see your face, just want to hold you, having flashbacks of the love we made. I see my scarlet drapes and Gucci. Still no one to share it with. Tell me where's my baby. Yeah.
Y'all, I am back. I'm back. Sorry about that. That was like an emergency. Had to hit the music real quick. Something just kind of went down. All right. Had to get the system back up. It was messing with me. And you know what? I always have the backup system going on, so I was able to kind of maneuver some things. So that was pretty cool. All right. I got Jamal on the line. So, Jamal, let me ask you this question. Have you ever been into a situation where you dealt with somebody and you just knew you couldn't rely on them at all?
It's been a while, but yeah, I try not to depend on people too much. So, you know, but yeah, I have been in that situation, but it's been a long time.
It's been
a long time since I put my faith in somebody.
Yeah. You know what? One of my friends, she was, I couldn't help her because she was in Chicago. I mean, you know, there was nothing I can do. But, you know, what she was stranded. You know, she was stranded on the side of the highway. And her husband was at work. And he works in this job where, you know, he can't keep his phone on him. And then, you know, she has to go through, like, a whole lot of process. He works in some factory or something, a whole lot of process to get a hold to him and all that. So it was really hard to get in touch with him. So she's standing on the side of the road, and what she thought was her good friend ended up not to be her good friend. She called a friend and, you know, woke up and, you know, she was saying, you know, listen, I'm stranded out here. You know, I got a blowout. My other tire is not, there's no air in it. It's not working properly. I really need you to come out here and help me out. And they said, yeah, okay, but you know what? They never showed up. Never showed up. And that right there just kind of did it for her. She was like, man, I can't believe it. I can't believe she just kind of left me hanging like that. You know, and then, you know, here I come. I'm like, man, why are you riding around with a spare that, you know, they ain't got no air in it? You don't have to change your tires. She's like, why are you talking to me like that? I'm just saying. You know, these are the basic things that you need to know. You know, she's like, it's dark as hell on the highway, and I didn't know. I said, well, what's wrong with AAA? You know, you need to call AAA to send somebody out. I thought I can use my AAA, but for some odd reason, they won't let you do it no more. You can't call for nobody else's car. You know? And I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. You know, I didn't think that I had to be with the vehicle when you call. You know what I mean? So, it's unfortunate. But, you know, a lot of people, they rely on folks, and then they slowly realize that they don't, these are not the people that they really need to be around or, you know, to help out when there's a time of need. You know, so, it, you know, it's hard. You know, I was also speaking on, before you actually got online, I was also talking about reflection. You know, how you have to reflect on different things to make sure that you get your mind right. I don't think people understand how to get their mind right. You know, I think people just go on, you know, wake up every day and say, you know what, it's gonna either going to be a good day or it's going to be a bad day. Whatever day it is, I'm just going to take it. You know, and I'm like, you know, is it good to think that way every day? I mean, is that something that you do? You know, you're going to say it's either going to be a good day or a bad day?
Well, a lot of times we look for our circumstance to, you know, dictate how we feel and our emotions and our attitude every day. But personally, I start my day with a prayer. That helps me. I kind of, instead of just asking God, you know, like he's a genie to do stuff for me, I just kind of thank him for waking up and just try to keep it humble. You know, not ask for things. I don't expect when I go to sleep, you know, when I wake up for everything to be fixed.
Right.
You know, marriage is marriage, work is work. Children aren't going to be the same. Nothing's going to change. And usually in 8 hours, nothing is going to change. So,
right.
I just try to get up with a maybe a scripture. That's just me. I choose I go the spiritual route because I just that works for me. That's all I know. So, that's all I know.
Right.
That helps me with my you know, starts my day off good and it prepares me for the things that happen in the day, because there's going to be some negative things. Something's going to happen.
You're right.
If you have to interact with people, something's going to happen.
You're right about that. You are definitely right about that. Yeah, you know, I was sitting thinking. I said, you know, I'm really proud of myself, because every year I said that I'm gonna do a scripture every day, and then I may write it out for a good couple of weeks, and then I don't keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I can honestly say I had decided on May 3rd to start it. You know, I wanted to start it January 1st, and it just never happened. So May 3rd, I was sitting, I said, you know what, I really need to start doing the scripture. So I'm on day 105 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day for the last 105 days, I have actually sat quietly somewhere and read scripture and meditated for the last 105 days. So I said, you know what? I'm patting myself on the back because I've actually made it through the hump, you know. And I'm using this little simple, it's called YouVersion, you know, and it's this little this app that I get, and they send you a reminder on your phone. And you know, sometimes I try to do it at the same time every day, but you know, when I pick up my phone and I see the reminder, I actually stop what I'm doing and actually read it. You know, instead of trying to go out throughout the day and then, you know, and then you pass a day and then you forget and then you don't end up reading. You know, so that right there, it's been helping. You know, it's been helping. You know, has everything been peaches and cream? No, but it's helping. It's definitely helping. So Jamal, tell me what's been going out there since, you know, I have not been on the book. You know, any interesting topics that come up out there that you want to share with us?
Oh, I've been asking all type of personal questions, just trying to get in people's lives, in their bedrooms, in their minds, in their business.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking some of everything, you know, a broad range of questions. About their frequency of intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked a lot. very personal questions.
Very personal questions.
Yes.
Have they been responding to you?
Yeah. Yes, they've been answering every question.
So that hey, okay, well share at least one good one with me.
Let me see. What something I've asked? I asked, one of the questions was, did you marry your best lover?
Ooh.
I asked that question. I got some mixed responses, yeah.
Okay.
I asked, does size matter?
Let me answer the question, okay? Did you marry your best lover? I'm trying to think. I'm kind of half and half on that one.
A lot of people are afraid to answer that one. I saw a lot of apprehension in some sisters answering that. I asked, have you been with more lovers than your partner? No one wanted to answer that one.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to say, I don't know. I don't know. I think we're kind of neck and neck. I think we are. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question. That's a damn good question.
No one wanted to answer that one.
Nobody wanted to hit that one, huh?
Would you tell your mate if their friend came on to you? I asked that one.
Yes, I would. I surely would. Yes, I would. Yeah.
Because I asked, does anything go in the bedroom? What will you not do?
I don't have no holds bars. But you know, if you're talking about that, you want S&M and me putting something in my mouth and you tie me up. That right there probably a little too far. We're taking it to a whole nother level right there. Yeah. You have to let that go. Yeah, we have to let that go. Man, that was some good questions. That first question though, of did you marry your best lover? That right there, yeah, that can get somebody scared, you know, because your mate would want to think that they the best because you with them. But you know what? You probably had something that was like 5-5, but you really don't need to be with them. You can have the best sex ever with somebody, and you know that every time you went to them, that it was gonna be the bomb. It was just gonna be awesome. But that was somebody you did not need to be with on a permanent basis. You know, and so I'm not going to say settle, but you had to go down just a notch, you know, that's okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you can actually focus, because people lose their mind. When they get good sex, they start to lose their mind. You know,
Some of them do.
Yeah, but people start to lose their mind, and then you get the stalking, you know, and that's why cheaters always get caught. Some cheaters, I can't say all of them, because all of them kind of slick. Some of them kind of slick, you know. But, you know, it depends on how far you're going to let it go. But I'm just saying, you know, it get real good to you, and then, you know, all your focus is just getting some. It's like your whole day is just consumed about what they gave you. And that right there, that'll do something. Ooh, that's something else.
This is one of your girlfriends. She asked, can a married woman still have male friends? No,
yes.
still have a male best friend.
A male best friend, and I'm gonna say yes because I have a male best friend. And you know, but here's the question though: was this male best friend before the husband or after? Okay, because if it's after, both of y'all needs to be friends. Okay,
right.
But if it's before, yes, I mean, because I have a male best friend that I've known since seventh grade.
Mm.
Okay? And we don't talk on a regular, but when we do talk, you know, my husband know, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, I know who that is. All right. You know, it's no big deal. You know, that right there, that right there makes it. You gotta understand that. But if it's somebody that after you got married and you're going to call him, quote unquote, your best friend, okay, we need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation. Literally. Yeah.
They just popped up to be your best friend, right?
Exactly. There's no need to hide anything, you know, because if a guy called me and I'm sitting there right next to my husband, I'm going to talk to you sitting right there next to my husband. And he going to hear the male voice on the other end, and he may say, who is that? And I'm going to say, hold on, and I'm going to tell you who it is, and I'm going to continue to talk.
But, you know, a lot of men live in this fantasy that their wife does not talk to men.
What?
They really do. If they I don't know where they get that from. But then when they hear a man's voice on the phone, they literally have a heart attack. You know, a lot of men just think that their wife is just running from dicks all day. So it's just like, I'm just I'm the only man on this earth. So then when they hear a man say hello, they like, who is that? Who, you know?
Right. Right.
Because they you know, like my wife, she doesn't work. She works with she doesn't work with men. She does not work with any men at
really?
All. Well, that would that be kind of ignorant of me to believe that she does not talk to men still?
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, because she probably do. I mean,
so what I'm saying is, so if I heard a male's voice on the phone, should I have a heart attack? Because I, in my own mind, I've you get what I'm saying? I've made this
right.
world where I think my wife does not see or notice or deal with the opposite sex. But, you know, you have a lot of men who, you know, they think that they're the guard dog of their wife.
Right.
And they think
right.
their wife is helping them. Little do they know, their wife does talk to men. You know, she does talk. They do talk to men. That's what this world. This world is made of the opposite sex. We all must interact with someone other than our mates.
That's not healthy.
That's not healthy to try to hold your mate hostage to just your voice.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. You need to have some intellectual conversation with other people, but that it needs to not be blocked. Meaning that
yeah.
you shouldn't be sneaking to do talk to this person, or you shouldn't have any alternative conversations with this person. You know, it should be all mutual. Like, hey, you know.
I have a friend on Facebook. He got married in 94,
mm-hmm.
95. His wife is a little bit, 2 years older than him, and he's on Facebook. We went to high school together, and
okay.
He's trying to be in the entertainment industry. He has, I believe, taken his status of being married off of Facebook, and you can see everyone that we went to high school with, all the women. I went to a predominantly almost all female my class that I graduated with, it was like 5-6 guys. It was all girls.
Mm.
And I've noticed that you can see every person that we have that we mutually know, but then he's got like 500 women of just random, just posing, swimsuits, just thinking about you, taking pictures with them, and I'm like, where, and he goes to church, I'm like, where's your wife at?
Right.
But his whole status of being married, pictures with his wife, he's got time to go out to dinner with these women, and you can see it, it's all there. He takes pictures with them, and I'm like, why don't you just say you're not with your wife anymore or something. Say something.
Right. Right.
Say something. But I'm telling that story because, remember, we share all the same friends because my wife has actually questioned why do I have mostly all females. And I'm trying to tell her I went to a small Catholic school.
Right.
I don't. My Facebook is limited to only kindergarten to eighth grade.
Right.
I'm sorry, kindergarten to high school.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no, like us, we're from the same neighborhood. We know some of the same people, even though me and you didn't specifically grow up together. We know some of the same people.
Exactly.
That's why you're on my Facebook. Other than that, there is no one on my Facebook. There's no, you know, no floozies on there. And I was showing her yesterday, these are all our mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at his extras.
Right.
So you can see what a real player does. He has like pretty much every woman he meets, I guess, can get on his Facebook.
Wow.
And I have none of that.
Wow.
And so Facebook is something.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, if we want to go there, Facebook will end a relationship like real quick. I know for sure it's probably in the plenty because people go acting straight buck wild. And in my mind, I think Facebook is moving towards the way MySpace was.
Yeah.
You know, it's moving in that light. So it's, you know, hey, people show enough can act a fool. And then for him to be married, yeah, he should need to come out and just say he ain't with his wife no more.
Something.
I mean, but if he removed the status of being married, you know, then okay.
You have like on yours, I have mine. It says married.
Yeah.
You can see my wedding pictures.
Yeah.
I put stuff like cooking dinner for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I do things. You know, I do things like that really, like I said, another thing about mine, you just can't randomly find me on Facebook. You know, if you're trying to look, mine, you know how we do. But mine is friends only. That's pretty much, I want to be your friend. They always get denied. So I always let people know I don't just accept. We're not friends. Just like we began this whole conversation of who can you depend on? Let's keep it real. Majority of people on Facebook are not really your friends.
No.
You might have even grown up with them. You might have got A's to F's with them. But most of them are not, they're not real friends.
No, they're not real friends.
No.
And someone asked me, do you really know, because I got like 1,082 people. And they're like, do you really know that many people? And I said, no. I said, it's really mostly because of my business. I mean, my true people that know me may say something, you know, but most of the people on there is just mostly, you know, mostly for my business. But I keep it straight 100 with you, just as real as possible. You know, I ain't got nothing to hide. You know, I tell you exactly what it is, how I feel, and what I mean. You know, and that's just the way it is. All right, hold tight. Let's see who's this on the line. Is this Mississippi or Maine? What's going on? This is Catrice. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, Mississippi Red. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Good Thursday evening to you. We're talking about people that you can rely on. The people that just, you know, or the folks that just let you down. Make sure you turn your computer down, please.
My computer ain't up.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you're talking about people that let you down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? That's what the old saying is, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Because you know, once you know who the ones are letting you down, you know, those are the ones that you need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need to get rid of them.
That's why I never keep nobody. I had a situation yesterday where my neighbors, they just sat on my porch, on my front porch, smoking weed and drinking, and they just got comfortable doing it because my nephew used to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I went out there, I'm like, what y'all doing on my porch? I'm not here. And he was like, is it a problem? I was like, well, I'm just asking you nicely to get the fuck off my porch. There's no nice way to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I could have been nice to do. I could have been nice to say, but this ain't your porch, and you live next door to me. I could have been nice, but I was, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just told him the way I needed to tell him. Get the fuck off my porch. You know what I'm saying? He still live at home. He still live with his daddy. His mama died a year ago, you know. So, but as a grown man, you should have enough sense to get your own and not sit on another grown man's porch.
And do what you want to do.
Right. And
just
smoking weed and drinking.
Exactly. Well, I mean that's understandable. You know, a lot of people don't respect that. They just kind of hang. But you know, but the thing is, you nipped it in the bud. You nipped it, so he ain't gonna come back.
I don't reckon.
I mean. He ain't gonna come back, so you should.
I don't reckon. You know, that's a down south saying, Mississippi. I don't reckon.
You don't reckon. Hey.
I don't reckon.
Charmaine out there laughing. She said, reckon.
Yeah, because you don't know nothing about down south. Hey,
what's going on?
No, I got a. Charge my phone. You gonna give me another minute?
All right.
Let me turn my phone over right fast.
Okay. All right, y'all. All right. Hold on. Hold tight. All right, y'all. Give me a couple of minutes. I'm gonna take a quick break and I'll be right back, y'all. This is You Don't Have to Cry, Lanae Renee. Oh nope. I don't even want to do that. I'm sorry. We're going to play Buck's favorite, and that's Clap Your Hands, Buck Rockstar.
Oh, man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Touch Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. Awesome. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen. Deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no pipe, dust twisting. I'm like top pie, I'm stronger with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-been, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my
up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap on.
I'm back. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all. Today is the 16th of August. That's how we do. And we are chilling out, taking it easy, doing what we do. Hope you got your drinks together. You know what? I'm telling you, it's so funny because someone said, are you going to keep saying you got your drinks together and you stop drinking? Yeah, unfortunately, y'all, I stopped drinking. You know, I mean, I may do occasional here and there, but I can't do it every Thursday anymore. But, you know, I'm just going to, you know what, drink for me. That's what you do. Have a drink for me. That's how you do it. All right, so I want to go back to that question about if someone tried to hit on you, you know, would you tell your mate? And I'm going to tell y'all a little story. Hold on a second. Let's see. We got Jamal out there. We got Mississippi out there. What's going on, y'all?
What up, girl?
Good. All right, so here's the thing. You know, it's all about telling your mate if someone hit on you, okay? Now, I'm a very friendly person, okay? I'm just going to say that. I'm a very friendly person. And sometimes people take my friendliness to be flirting.
Right.
Okay. Because I got one of those smiles. I'll smile at you. You think I'm smiling at you like, hey, you know, what's up? It's just me. It's just my personality. I will engage in conversation with you. You know. So.
What?
So one of Buck's friends decided that he was going to go there with me. And now this is a married man, and to this day, and a lot of people don't bother me, but you know what? This man just irks me, makes my skin crawl. Okay, because the thing is, you are a full fledged, and I'm not even gonna call you a player. I'm just gonna call you an idiot. Okay, because you are out sleeping with everything walking in Atlanta, and you got a wife at home. Okay. And I have lost respect for you when you came to me and said, and whispered in my ear and said, I bet I can do better. And I looked at him and I said, better than what? You know, you should go, you know, when he go to work, you know, we should hook up. And so I'm knowing what he's talking about, but I'm playing that dumb role. Hook up and
right.
Do what?
Right.
Because I want you to come out and say it. Hook up and do what? You know, come on, you know, we hook up, you know, I'm married. You married, you know, it don't make no difference. You know, we can have a little fling. We can do this. We can do that. And then he touched me.
Wow.
And at that point, that's when I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, excuse me. I said, I have no intentions, nor will I ever, not with you, go down that road. And I said, you need to be understanding that you need to protect yourself because Atlanta is, what, number one or number two for HIV and AIDS running around this bitch.
Mm.
Okay? And best believe I will be telling my husband. Oh, he don't have to know nothing, you know. You just being hard. You just playing hard to get. You ain't got to say nothing. You know, we can just go on and make this happen and keep it rolling. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm one of those men, and you know, male is a very pretty female. I don't want no female that no other nigga wants.
Man.
You know, but she already knows. She knows better. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is first of all, problem number one is total disrespect. How can you call him your boy and talk to him and you know, have conversation and then want to step up to me? That right there don't do it.
Right.
The man makes me sick. Okay.
Let me tell you this. We was at a family reunion. My daughter was about a year old. I'm no longer with the girl. My child's mother.
Mm-hmm.
We at the airport, and my mother's cousin. Oh, he's about 50 now. I'm sitting there getting the car seat, and in my luggage, and he approaches my child's mother and tries to slide her the number. And I grew up with him. I hardly ever see him or do anything, I don't know much about him. But so we get on the airplane, and then she tells me, your people hollered at me. I said, well, why didn't you tell me? She said, well, I didn't want you to make a scene or nothing. But and then also this is the same blood who has tried to befriend his cousin's ex-wife.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is, this is what my wife always asks me: how come I don't trust none of these ninjas? The cable man,
no.
the pizza man. That's
mm-hmm.
just how I am. Some guys say that's too much work, so they like to put it all on the woman, expect her to just be running from men. And I'm the type of guy, I'm gonna help you out. I'm a player proof my own home.
Right.
That's how I am, because I know it's my little neighbor across the street. He's got a big fat wife. I notice around every time my wife gets off of work and pulls up, he conveniently comes out to smoke his cigarette.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? So that just comes with the territory. You just got to be around to handle yours. It's just part of it. It's a different thing when it comes to a man and his woman.
Absolutely.
It's just a different thing. Your woman might, women don't get caught up in all that, who was in your face and who was doing, what did she say to you? Men, that's just how we are. We're very territorial.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. So, they still friends. They don't talk as much as, they used to. Him and the wife, and the child, they'll come over, they'll invite us out to, they'll invite us out to stuff. And I don't, he'll want to come up and give me a hug, and I'm like, oh, just don't touch me. Buck know how I feel, because I have came out and said it. I don't like him.
Childhood.
No childhood friend. No, this is just somebody we met since we moved here.
Oh, I was surprised that you still met, even talked to him. I'm like, what?
No. Because, he ain't said, he'll say something to him, but, it's like no confrontation. Because it ain't none of our business what he doing to his wife. I know she already know. She know what he doing, so you can't really come out and say it, and a lot of guys misperceive the things that I do because of my profession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if a guy around with his girl and they ask what I do, and when I say, I'm in sex therapy, his ears poke up like he an elf somewhere.
They think you Ruth Westheim or something.
Man, they ready to get some knowledge, some information. Let's see, start asking questions. Let's see, can we do this and do that? And I'm like, man, for real, really, come on. So yeah, it gets real deep. It definitely gets real deep, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. Have you crossed that line? Has anybody ever crossed that line in your relationship and you had to set them straight?
I'm not in jail, am I?
No, you're not.
nobody crossed me yet.
Nobody crossed you yet. Yeah, you had to.
You didn't not, she said, you the type of brother, you do not need to be carrying a pistol with you all the time. She said,
no.
keep that thing in the car.
She said,
because you are crazy.
Yeah. And you know, and women get worse. You know, man like that, but women be off the chain. Buck already know, that's why he keeps his ass where he at. Shit. I'll pull that west side out in a minute, y'all. You don't even know what happened to you. You're like, what the hell?
My wife is a martial artist. She probably is one of all the women I've been with. She can give you a run for your money.
Man.
Yeah. She really, if she get a couple of hits on you, gone.
She's that bad.
She for real.
That's it. You did what you had to do.
She's a bad. I've been with some tough girls. She's probably the baddest hand to hand. She can handle her business for a woman. Yeah.
Exactly.
But she says if a man ever put his hands on me, I will. She said I'm gonna scar him. I might not be able to whip him, but he will know he messed with the wrong sister.
He messed with the wrong sister.
And she can
back
it up.
I mean, I understand. Why do men always feel that it's okay to touch you at the nape of your back? Why is it that's always the choice place of where your hands go? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, what's wrong with a simple handshake? Why you got to say, hey, lady, and then you put your arm, you extend your arm, and right at the nape of your... I don't understand that. That's just too close to me. That's just too close. It's like you either halfway feeling on my ass to try and figure out how big or how soft it feel, or you just want to feel what the skin feel like. I think it's like an incognito copper feel type situation. You know, it's always like right at the nape of the back. I'm not quite understanding. I mean, I just know that that's something that's observant, something I observe with men talking to women. Even some of the male parents at our children's school, when they're talking to the other female parents, they come up to them and they give them a hug.
I experience the same thing at church, and it's like one or two brothers at the church. I have to kind of let them know, player, don't hug my wife. you specifically, not you, player. I'm watching you. I go, yeah,
right.
I understand what you're saying, because it's a few of them out there. They real snaky.
Real. Yeah, and you know, you got that smile. It's like that different kind of smile. It's interesting when you study psychology and you can just kind of pull different things out of people. And you just kind of look. You're like, okay. I see what's going down now. Yeah.
So you can smell a snake, huh?
Man, I can snip you out real good. I mean, real good. And you know what? And I would string you along like a little puppet until I just hit you with it. I mean, real good. And I'm real good at that too. I would string you along thinking that you were about to get it, and then bam, mess your head right on up. I know I'm bad. It's just awful. But you know, that's something I learned as a young child, is that there's ways to get things done, and ways to cut it off, and I'm real good at that.
using what you got.
I'm real good at that. Ways to keep it going, ways to cut it off. All right, y'all. So what topics would y'all like to hit on next week? Anything y'all you're thinking on, pondering on?
We're going to talk about the recession and the who's been hit harder, the black man or the black woman.
Oh, man.
Because I still see a lot of toes and weed going on. I see a lot of brothers home under the bridge. I see more men staying with women. Topic. So something is going on. Somebody's still getting some money.
Right.
I wouldn't mind to have a topic for mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Am I here?
Yeah, you there.
Hey, Catrice.
Yeah.
I want to first and foremost say all prayers for Buck. Okay? Let him, you know, get his life back together. Okay? His cigarettes and all that. Okay.
All right, we ain't gonna put my husband's information all out on the air, okay? But you know you can always send a personal message. But I really thank you for the prayers and the well wishes. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. So,
right.
Is there any other topics you would like to talk about next week?
Welfare. Welfare. I mean, you know, you got a lot of people. Especially female, and Wisconsin is a female state.
It's a female state, Wisconsin. But you know what? You're damn right about that. Because my husband's baby mama, she ran to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I like to say, let me get a shout out.
Go ahead, give a shout out, baby.
Mel, my girlfriend.
Okay.
My future wife
uh-huh.
is in South America. She's doing some stuff for music. She got a lot of art out there.
Okay.
So, you know, I just pray for her to have a nice, you know, get out there because no, Rio de Janeiro is. They kill people out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I want her to give a good night's sleep and work as long as she wants to, and I hope she gets home.
All right.
Just fly here.
All right.
Man, South America is like, they kill you, Mexico City,
yeah,
Rio de Janeiro, Brasilia,
mm-hmm.
Man, in South America, if you black, they gonna kill you.
Okay.
Unless you go to, you know, because Brazil, you know, they black also.
Right. Hey, you know
they
what?
What you call that country next to Spain?
Portugal.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Portugal.
And they kill people. They kill people in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
So I want her to come back. Man, I hope she makes her does her thing and. Now, I'm hoping they don't kill her.
Well, you know what? We ain't even going to put that in the air. All right. We're praying for a safe trip for Mel. Congratulations, girl, on promoting your thing and doing your thing. All right. Hold tight. Hold tight, Mississippi. I think we got another call. I want to kind of reduce the feedback. So hold tight. Jamal, you still there? We got another caller here. This is 816. What's going on? This is Patrice.
What you doing, baby doll?
Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just talked to Mel. She's ready to come back home, but I know she's doing her audits and everything and stuff. I told her she want to come back and be a mother to the kids.
Oh.
She's welcome to come back, Doc.
Oh,
I just talked to her.
Okay.
I just talked to her.
All right. Well, you know what? All right, everybody don't know. What's your score tonight? What you doing tonight, Leon?
You know I'm bowling third tonight, winning money.
Yeah, I know that's right. How you doing tonight? What's your bowling tonight? Have you started already?
The first game 189, the second game is 237. I'm bowling this game now, but like I try to tell Mississippi. I talk to Mel all the time, and she says she ain't with and she want to come back home. She went up there to get disability and stuff. That is a woman's state, like you said. That is a woman's state.
That's a woman's state.
She went up, Yeah, she went up there to get that. She's ready to come back. That's up to her. I already know where she at. I just talked to her a few minutes ago.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what?
Ain't no disrespect to Mississippi. It is, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Absolutely. I'm letting everybody get their roll out. We ain't gonna argue tonight.
I ain't gonna argue with that man.
And Jamal, I'll fill you in after the show.
y'all take care though.
This is Catrice. You've been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am going to take these next 10 minutes and play the hit. Jamal, I'm going to catch you in about 10 minutes. Got to fill you in on some information, okay? And
okay,
then, all right now, y'all hold tight. You remember, you got to get hot before you get it wet. This is Millionaire King B.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire? Player. Lotto, find me a record deal, or be an athlete, a baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bills, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah, got to stick down to your stomach, see me moving forward, why you haters falling far behind, I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wants to be a millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire? I want to be a millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wants to be a millionaire?
I'm blowing ounces of the loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles for him in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you, shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch her make it hurricane. Drop 100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that rain. Buy your bitch and give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some blocks.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player.
Half man, half a maid. I like it, hit girl. I know. Satan's carousel, take the Satan down the town. Whenever I'm around, I hit them on the phone and they know it's going down, like I'm a VH1 special. Guess what flavor my love is? Girl, come and taste the rapper, rock your body to sleep. Hey, she pretty like a daisy and fly to New York and let her shot till she go crazy and put her back to work and make a motherfucking pay me. Y'all thought that I was tricking? Hell nah, I ain't tricking. I'm calling her a gift. Some of you call it pimping. I call it the gift to find the ones that are gifted. Hey.
I'm a
All right, y'all. Good night. I am out. Raw deal with Patrice. See y'all next week.